What is bootstrapping? Welcome to Unscripted Startup. And you may say, I've heard the term, but I don't know. Or is it that programming language? In this episode, I'll break down what bootstrapping is. A lot of people in the business industry think of bootstrapping as like scraping the bottom of the barrel and trying to cut down as many costs as possible. And while that is like a vague example of what it could be, bootstrapping is more of a mindset than an actual function. With bootstrapping, you have to think about how can I provide value and how can I get sales and how can I prove the value? How can I prove this MVP? How can I take this minimal viable product and get customers who are interested, get sales, instead of just trying to build the pipe and build the funnel and trying to do all this stuff? How can I provide a minimal product that provides value and gets customers? Because if you can't get customers with a minimal viable product, then adding a bunch of useless features is not going to get you anywhere. And that's why it's super important for these people who decide to take on bootstrapping. Bootstrapping refers to the common term that was used in the olden days, pulling yourself up by your bootstraps, because boots actually had bootstraps. And then there was someone who was like, well, no one is entirely self-made because a baby has to learn how to walk. And I'm like, yes, everyone has some help, but there are companies who do really strive to become self-made individuals, self-made brands. And they're not relying on government handouts, investment money, so it's really about how can you hack your growth? How can you take advantage of the things people are doing with tens of thousands of dollars and replicate that, costing you $100 or $1,000? How can you growth hack market? How can you get things to go viral? How can you test them out? How can you tweak them and really get people to share their feedback, share what you should be doing, what you shouldn't be doing before you get $10 million and you're like, let's spend it on $5,000 furniture. There have been quite a few horror stories where companies that are funded by VCs go out and spend the money on a party or on alcohol for the office or something ridiculous. And if you are going to spend money and you do come into money, you should always think about, if I didn't have this money, how could I make this a possibility? That's what bootstrappers do. They're like, I only have this amount of money. How can I make it stretch? And how can I make things happen on a smaller scale so I can test it out before we scale? And sometimes bigger is not better, especially if it's bigger and it's hockey stick growth and then it comes cratering down and implodes. It's better to build it a little bit slower and have a viable business and a viable product than racing to the finish line and jumping off a cliff before you notice that there's a hole in your parachute. And I know that is an extreme example, but some businesses, they're so focused on raising that evaluation, but not adding value. And if you're not adding value for your first customers, it's very unlikely you'll be adding value once the company gets bigger. It's just going to be more of built up pipe. And bootstrapping can definitely help you because it minimizes your risks. So like things do not work out as well, you can tweak them, you can pivot off it. But when you have $1 million riding on the line or $30 million on the line, you can't really say, hey, we're gonna go back to what we were doing before this, or we're gonna totally change. And not saying bootstrapping is for everyone, because it definitely isn't, but it definitely helps people who are new to business. They don't have the connections or the experience to fundraise, but they want to start a project. It may not be the next big SaaS company, but it could add value. It could give them a full-time job. It could provide jobs for the community. And bootstrapping is honestly not very sexy, but a lot of people do it. Some people don't know they're doing it. Some people don't want to call it that. And some people are like, sure. But it's important to realize why you're building the business. Is it to be famous? Is it to get that huge check? Or is it to provide value? Is it to provide a job for you? If you're all about the glamour, then go ahead and pursue that. But if you want to provide value and you want to build a full-time job for yourself, or you want to provide for your family, you don't have to raise money and become a $5 million company. You could bootstrap it to a point and then raise funding or pivot off that. So it's important to realize, what point are you at? Is bootstrapping or is a different method going to help you reach your goals? Like, if you want to develop out this product, some products, like any company trying to go to Mars or go into space, isn't really going to be able to bootstrap it unless they have access to an incredible network or they're bootstrapping their own money. Other companies within the apparel, food categories definitely can be bootstrapped. It really depends on what you want to focus on, how you're going to get there, and is yours going to be a moonshot, or is it going to be a lifestyle business or something in between? Let me know what you think about this. Does it apply to your business? Have you been trying to avoid this because it's not as sexy? Or is this what you've been looking for? Comment down below in our Discord, and we would love to hear your thoughts on bootstrapping and how you can take it to the next level. Don't forget to live life 1% better each and every day. Until next time, this has been a Unscripted Startups production. Don't forget to check us out online at unscriptedstartups.com or on your favorite social media platform at Unscripted Startups.